League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At least 5,000 minimum.
That's crazy.
Per month?
Yes.
You know they're renting out.
Like, you live at the mall.
There's old malls now that they're turning into apartments.
That's like a brilliant idea.
Malls.
That's crazy.
Which, like, people live like in an old Dillard's.
Yeah, I'll be
like,
at the KB Toys.
I feel like there was a whole craze too when like millennials were like buying old abandoned schools and turning them into apartment complexes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Smart.
And they're going to do that with offices too because everyone works from home now.
Oh.
In New York, I think it's like something like 50% of office buildings in New York, this might not be the exact stat, but are just vacant and have no, there's no plans to ever repopulate them. So there's going to be like a big project, hopefully, to convert office buildings into apartments.
Affordable apartments?
Well, we'll see.
Probably not.
It is the most expensive time in American history to buy a house right now, too.
I know, it's so crazy.
So, like, congratulations to the homeowners in the group that have...
Thank you. Like, we got so lucky when we got, because the interest rate was so...
I know.
Really phenomenal interest rates.
Josh Peck was in Oppenheimer, though. That was kind of sick.
Oh, I only saw memes about it. Everyone being like,
I heard like
took
people
them out of the movie.
People were like gasping where they were like, is that Josh Peck?
Did you see Oppenheimer?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
I heard
did you
he
do
has,
the
like,
double
one
feature?
No, I saw Oppenheimer on Friday and then Barbie on Monday.
Did you wear pink?
I did because I was with like Jess and Reggie and Taylor.
You don't have to, just because you're with women.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to. I don't want to.
You wanted to support.
Yeah. I don't want to kill the vibe.
I don't own anything pink.
Wow.
That tracks.
I don't know.
Fragile masculinity.
I feel like you probably do. I think I've seen you wear
I feel like you definitely did. You definitely
did
pop collar.
Point. Yeah, yeah.
You had a pink polo where you popped your collar, right?
Wait, recently?
No, no. In like 2008. Like,
yeah, for sure.
You definitely were like.
Definitely. But not recently. But. Is that a thing though? You should wear pink when you go see the Barbie movie.
I mean, if your friends want to do it, it's like
people are listening to this right now in September. They're like, boring. This is so a month ago.
I saw a tweet that I think we might have talked about it, but it was like, I saw someone not wearing pink in the theater, and the cops took her out, and then I heard gunshots.
The For You page Twitter is so good.
I
like,
know.
What,
you mean
I know,
X?
Sorry, Elon has made Twitter terrible, but that
who knows
part of
if
it
it'll be
is
even
so
around.
Good. I know.
By the time this comes out.
The For You page?
Yeah, the For You page on Twitter. It's the funniest
like the For You tab.
Shit.
Is it just all right-wing insanity now?
No, it's like,
yours is
it's kind of like TikTok where it's like things you are interested in.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like For You and following. It's like
so funny.
Literally pop-based. Taylor Swift Society. Whoever this person is. Steve-O.
Swiftie Society.
Pop-tings.
Taylor Swift is this weekend, right?
This weekend and next week.
Here's a thing. Why am I seeing articles about like, take public transportation to avoid the traffic nightmare that's going to be the Taylor Swift show? Aren't there sold out shows at SoFi like every week?
You don't understand.
Why?
It's okay that your brain's so little.
Why is a
there
Taylor
will be people camped out that don't even get to go in.
Yeah, but
that sounds kind of fun.
Yeah.
I'd love to tailgate a Taylor Swift.
Well, go when we go.
It's like because like I saw the Red Hot Chili Peppers there; it was sold out. What?
Not comparing.
But also, like most people who are Red Hot Chili Peppers are probably driving, so they're going
like
to the
adults.
Parking lot and like adults. Oh, it's like. How many people go to? How
this
many people
is a pilgrimage.
Is
but what I don't understand, there's only so many. There's
it's
so many
thousand people getting an Uber.
But there's But like SoFi has a sold out concert, let's say, you know, twice a month, every week, whatever. I saw the Red Hot Chili Peppers there. There's a parking space. You park your car. You walk into the venue.
Saying, most people going are probably not going to be driving there. They're
So it's all Ubering.
So it's going to be like 70,000 people trying to get an Uber.
There will be probably like another like 5,000 to 10,000 people just standing outside of the stadium.
To try and like listen?
Yes. Have you not seen the videos of
people? I'm like, not... I got home at 4 a.m. Like, I got home at 3 a.m. because the concert ends at what, like 11 something? And they... Huh. It takes that long to get an Uber or whatever, which
sounds okay.
That's like the one thing that like I've been like, it's gonna be a lot. It's getting
a helicopter
there and back.
Just to take you out of there.
Yes. I would have pushed in like she is.
How does he
like
get her out of there? Does Taylor stay at the does she sleep at the stadium that night?
No, dude.
No. But they have private parking for all their buses in the back that has an exit.
I mean, she probably has like a house here. Okay, or something. Right. Yeah,
that makes sense.
But they definitely block off, like when you play in a venue, there's always room just for the artist.
Guess who was on my flight yesterday?
BJ Novak.
No, Youngblood. Youngblood. He was on the flight. Nobody looked right at me. But he didn't smile.
Was he like, he was the kid that did the Beyonce phase?
Maybe. Maybe. But no. Yeah, he was on the
Wasn't there an actor on your flight, too?
Joel McHale.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
right. Two celebs in a row.
Damn.
And who was on my flight going from L.A. to Dallas?
Wait, can we guess? Are we not going to guess?
Your parents would like him.
I wouldn't know.
Huey Lewis.
No.
Is it a man?
It's a man.
Actor?
I think he's been in some movies,
okay,
but
so
not huge.
Musician.
Musician, yes.
Bon Jovi.
He getting close, but I wouldn't say he's full 80s.
What
hair
airline?
Rock. he was on American Airlines.
Okay.
He was first class.
Kid Rock.
Jovi. Bruce Springsteen?
Too famous.
No.
Bruce Springsteen would have his own plane.
Yeah, Bruce okay. flies private. Well, he's the boss.
He's okay. kind of a one. I would say he's kind of a one hit wonder. Like,
you're probably right.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, I'm gonna say
one
this.
What does it start with?
R.
If you
Rick,
know.
Yes.
Rick Roll?
No.
Rick Ross.
No.
Rick
Astley. No.
Rick.
That's my cat's name.
Rick.
Should I sing the song that he says?
If you know the words of the song.
Jesse Rick Springfield.
Yes. Rick
Springfield.
I never know who that is.
I don't even know what he looks like.
Well, what's weird is I don't even realize I knew what he looked like. Well, I just see this man with like long, cool hair.
Yeah.
And he had a mask on, wearing shades in first class. And I'm like, if that was somebody famous, that guy kind of looks like Rick Springfield. He had a big turquoise necklace on. I look up his Instagram. I go scroll down.
Oh,
sure enough, I find him wearing this turquoise necklace. And I go, that's
Damn.
100%.
What does Rick Springfield sing?
Jesse's is a friend.
Just go to the chorus
been a
there.
Good friend of mine.
Starting off.
Well, actually, the whole song.
Girl.
No. I'm going to do the whole song.
Okay. Put your phone on
silence. Jesse is a friend. No, he's been a good friend of mine. But lately, something changed and it's hard to get by.
I can't
Jesse
not hear Sandoval.
Girl,
we're
going to
get,
does he sing
we're gonna get demonetized.
Yes. Is the song about stealing his best friend's girl?
You know, I wish that
it's
I
like
had
Jolie.
Jesse's girl. Like, he wishes that.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
But I don't think he crossed any lines.
I sat behind
maybe the chorus. It does
Monkey
get there.
From Korn. On a flight to
his name is Monkey.
Is that the one with dreads? That's the only person I would be able to recognize from Korn. Is like the guy with dreads.
Is he white?
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'd recognize the singer of Korn, Jonathan Davis.
Yeah.
Name
that
one Korn song.
Freak on a Leash.
Really?
Without hesitation. It's their
Freak
big,
on a Leash?
Yeah.
But it was funny because then I spent the whole flight Wikipedia-ing this man and also Korn, and I found out a really fun fact that will probably stick with me forever. But this kid, when I think it was their second album was going to come out, they were huge, and so he was wearing just like a Korn logo shirt in school. Like, nothing offensive was on it, and the principal or vice principal was like, you're suspended for wearing that inappropriate shirt. And so then, like, the news spread, Korn donated all of these shirts to this radio station, and then the radio station camped out outside of the school.
So sick.
And handed out their merch to the students.
Badass.
As they went.
That's so
it's
sick.
Kind of punk.
God, the fucking
so cool.
The right wing panic of the 90s. Like, Marilyn Manson's gonna turn your kid into a
100%.
But Korn looked terrifying.
Yeah,
yeah.
Cool.
Those letters were letters of the devil.
Like,
and the album cover with that sidewalk and that little girl is leading all their kids to their death.
Yes.
That shit was like, that shit spooked me. I remember I would just go in the CD aisle and pick it up and like shake and just look at it. It was just being, this is music that will kill you.
But so good.
I bet I fuck with Korn. I did love Slipknot though.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's scary.
Name a song.
It's the only thing that only stops the air.
I don't know any Korn. I mean, Slipknot songs.
Oh, Slipknot, man.
I
don't think I know any Slipknot, but I definitely know Korn.
Yeah. System of a Down. Huge.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Violent Pornography.
Whoa. Yeah, I remember that
violent
song.
Violent Pornography. He did not do well getting it suggested on Google searches. Like, what were they thinking?
Violent
Pornography. No results found.
I was like 11 when that song came out, and my uncle saw that on my iTunes and was like, what are you listening to? And I was like, I didn't know what either of those two words meant. Yeah. I was like, I don't know. It's just a song. Oh, man. Apparently, this is what Nick Antonian told me, is that the guitar player of System of a Down used to live in the house that his parents live in, and that's where they wrote their whole first album, was in the Antonians' old house.
That like we've been to one time?
Yes, that house that like we've been to.
The apartment that they lived in.
It's like a house. With the driveway on the side.
Yeah. Yes. I mean,
that
house,
Jonas told me many times, he's like, this is where Darren Malakian, that's where they lived. That's where they wrote the first
like
album.
I feel like there's a way to
fact check it. I don't believe that for a second.
I don't think
of course
I do
you don't.
Either.
I mean, it kind of tracks because like they're Armenian and they're in an Armenian neighborhood. System of a Down is Armenian. They talk about it a lot. Like,
but they're like a
it's
band.
Possible.
I feel like you need like a garage.
No,
like
but this is before they were famous. It's like back in
there's a garage there.
The early 90s.
Yeah, there's a garage.
Yeah.
I don't know how we would find out if it's true. I should look it up and fact check it, but
he was born in Glendale, California. He still lives with his parents in that city.
Darren Malakian lives with his parents?
I feel like, maybe.
Or
maybe
Jonah
they live
does.
With him.
Jonah, I think, still lives with his parents.
Well,
just every Armenian guy lives with their parents.
I wish that address. He's only 48.
Only 48 to be living with your parents?
No, I mean, like, in terms of, like, the time that there was available for him to have lived in that house when Jonah didn't.
Yeah.
Oh,
I wonder when they moved there.
Probably like in the late 90s.
That's wild if that's true.
He was born in 1975.
It just doesn't sound true, but
it probably
is.
It doesn't sound true. I bet he lived on this street. I don't believe he lived in that exact unit.
I'm sure like there's probably a documentary about them and we can see if there's like.
I love videos of celebrities going back to their.
It says he grew up in Hollywood.
Old houses.
Mm. There's a good subreddit called Preformances that's like all people who were performing before they were famous.
Oh,
it's a really
cute.
Cool subreddit. It's like videos of like, here's Rage Against the Machine playing at a CD store.
Yes, or there's one of Mumford and Sons playing
at South by Southwest.
What's that song, The Cave, or it's like, oh, hold on, hoping. They're at South by Southwest at a pizza parlor playing in the back, and people are just on the ground listening to the song.
There's like
it's
nine
just,
people there.
Nobody,
that's
every
crazy.
People are just like, are bored with the song. People are like on their phones, but little
what?
Do they know that
it's
within
Marcus Mumford?
2 years, this song would be on the radio.
It's so
everywhere.
Interesting. It's like,
I feel like that's like how everyone starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yes. But
okay.
Yes.
It says that he was brought up in a one-bedroom apartment in Hollywood.
Okay.
And then, when he was 11...
This might be it.
They saved enough money to buy a house in Glendale, where he attended Roosevelt Middle School. We'll have to figure out the district.
We'll deconstruct this on our true crime podcast next week.
Yeah. It doesn't say... It doesn't say
the address.
Like, when was the band formed? You know
in
what I
like
mean?
1995, I think they were formed.
1991 to 1994.
I feel like we could just DM him.
He was in a band called Snowblind.
Mm, that's an Ozzy Osbourne song.
Oh. He fell off stage and the band broke up. Devastating.
Because of his embarrassing.
They never found him.
Soil.
he fell
he
off and they
so
go, where'd
he
go?
Never found him.
That was an Ozzy Osbourne song?
Snowblind is an Ozzy Osbourne song.
Was that
song.
On a New York Times crossword recently?
Probably. Dude, did you fucking see my crossword time
yesterday?
Buddy,
I'm so proud of you. I forgot to say
what
that we walked
it?
In the door today.
I solved a Monday crossword in 6 minutes and 9 seconds. That's my fastest
time. Did you sit down
one,
going,
right?
I'm going to make this the fastest I've ever solved it. You had to.
Brother, I normally I am not good in the morning. Okay, when I wake up in the morning, my brain is, it doesn't operate for like the first hour of the day. But for whatever reason, I woke up yesterday morning and I was just like, I'm going to try the crossword today. And I got halfway done. Immediately opened my eyes, just cracking through it. I was like, I'm halfway done. Let me just, I'm gonna like pause this for now. And then I just checked the time and it was only 2 minutes in. And I was like, that was insane. I need to like get back to this when I'm awake. And then in the afternoon, I had my coffee, like had a little bit of time in between. And I was like, let me see how quickly I can crank this out.
That's amazing.
Oh, it and like I, pauses it?
Yeah, like yeah. Sort of time is paused.
It's only when you have the app open, it times it for you. So like if you close the app, it's not timing it. But like
so like
you
for
go
me,
back
when I do the mini, I can close it and look it up and then go back.
The mini, you did it in a minute.
No, sometimes I'll solve it in like 47 seconds, and yeah. I just think it'd be funny to like send to Matt and be like, but it's the mini.
Yeah. I mean, the mini should take you less than a minute each one.
Okay, I mean they do,
mini it.
But sometimes it's like, I don't know, I'm just not there yet.
Yeah, no, I know.
It takes me like 3 hours.
No, that's Carly.
I think the longest it's been like 4 or 5 minutes to do the mini.
How many columns and rows?
It's like three by three.
Sometimes they're bigger.
Sunday might be like a four by four. I'll show you what it looks like right now.
Thank you.
But the best was I saw, you know, sometimes what you'll do is you'll solve the crossword and you'll plug in the last letter. So all the spaces are filled, but you have something incorrect.
Oh, yeah.
So it will say you're almost there, but try and find what your mistake was.
Okay. Should we try to do it on air?
No, that's going to be painful.
What's the first clue?
No, I already did it, I think.
But on this specific one, this is the last sentence. The second I typed in my last letter, I got it all right. Yeah. So I didn't make one mistake the entire time.
That's the worst when you make mistakes.
Like,
where
is it? Because you could have just like spelled something wrong. But
usually
that's the best like when you see that and you're like, oh, it's just this.
Yes. Yeah, but you have to look through so many.
God.
Well, not on the mini. It's only about five.
Yeah, the font is like perfect for an old elderly.
Me.
Yeah.
My routine every night is Wordle. The
oh
mini.
My God, we're still doing the
oh,
Wordle?
Oh, yeah, every day.
Wordle
do you guys
fun.
Do it?
Occasionally.
Do you start with the same word on your Wordle every time?
I want to start doing that because I feel like also one day everybody got it.
Like Wolf or something?
I don't know. It was like Connor, Wood got it, and I had like three other friends all. But apparently they guessed. It was irate. They all guessed irate because I think that's a great way of getting out three.
Oh I think that's so cheap to start with the same word every day.
Really?
Yeah, because then it's like...
Why? Just like I just do great, G-R-E-A-T, and it's like there's some vowels in there.
Yeah, but
R,
don't you
want to
like mix it up and like maybe get even closer? Like,
no, because I usually solve it within the third. Like by the third one, I'm usually solved it.
Mm. I try and like fuck myself. I'll just write like poops.
Poops.
And I'll say nothing, and then
you don't use a double letter.
No, I know. I like to challenge myself a little bit. Sometimes it doesn't work out, but. Ugh. I do love that. That guy got paid $1 million because he made something for his wife. That's so nice.
Yeah.
That that's sweet. Really cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like you don't really hear that story that often these days. Someone just like
being a little sweetie.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Talkspace. As much as we hate to say it, summer is coming to a close. And I don't know about you, but the seasons do really affect me. I don't like when it gets darker. I don't like when it's so cold in the winter. I love the summer. School's starting up, routines are changing, and transitions can be hard. It can leave you feeling low, but talking to a therapist could give you a real lift. If you weren't sure how to get started, Talkspace makes it easy to find a therapist that you like. So do you think that seeing a therapist or a psychiatrist would be helpful, but you don't actually have the time to find one, meet with them, or afford them? Try Talkspace. By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easy, accessible, and affordable. Don't wait, because some people can wait until something really bad happens before they talk to a therapist. But you can get a therapist through Talkspace. Therapy can help you shift your perspective, find tools to cope in difficult times, and be a guiding light. You can get started. It's the most important part because Talkspace makes it easy and affordable. At Talkspace.com, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. It's incredibly convenient to have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. And Talkspace lets you send messages to your therapist so you don't have to wait for your next session. Talkspace will help with specific challenges that you might be facing. It's the number one online therapy platform with licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, and so much more. Talkspace is affordable and in-network with most major insurers. And as a listener of Good Influences, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/good. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/good to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/good. Now, back to the episode.
Yeah.
Do you play Connections?
What's that one?
What's that, Carly?
It's like, it's beta right now, but it's, I'm not going to explain it right. It doesn't matter.
Is it on the...
It's on New York Times.
Oh, is that where you have to like drag the letters?
No, no, no. That's, it gives you a bunch of words and you have to categorize them and you have like three tries. And some of the words are similar enough that you think that they're going to be in the same category, but they're not.
I kind of like that.
It's really fun. I love that.
Wait, does it provide you the categories and you're trying to move them? Oh, you have to type in what you think the category is?
No, you click like four of them and it'll be like, they're like, you got it, or it'll say you didn't get it.
You pick the group of words that you think all relate.
Yes. So you don't know what the groups are. Okay. So it could be like cat, dog, wolf, bear.
Car.
But like, and bear isn't a part of it because there's other things that are like TV shows, the bear, Adam's family. It's confusing a little bit. So it seems easy, but then you're like, fuck.
You got games on your phone?
I sure do. I got the mini
you
right
got
here.
Games on your phone?
I have no, I don't really have any other like games on my phone. It's all
either.
Word games. Like, if a little kid was like, can I play something? I'd be like,
I still have games from 2008 when I got my first iPhone that I just keep like transferring. It's so fun to play. Like, what are you
Aaron
doing?
Has Heads Up. I have Heads Up. Bitmoji. That's not really a game.
Well, you can dress them.
Daily Crossword. What is that? Like the crossword for
it's
slower
like
minds.
Oh my God.
New York Times game, Sudoku. New York Times has Sudoku on it, right?
I hate Sudoku.
I love
Me
Sudoku.
Too.
It makes no sense.
It's
I've
okay
never even
if
came.
Your little teeny brain doesn't know
sense
how to do it.
I've never even come close to solving one.
What?
I do not understand it. I can't figure out what you're supposed to do.
Wow.
It doesn't make sense to me.
The lack of intelligence, you know?
It's just like, but I don't feel like you learn much playing after
well,
a game of Sudoku.
You don't have to learn anything, but it's just like it's a mind challenger.
Yeah.
And it's
a way of organizing.
It's like old people doing crosswords. It's like the same thing.
Or young people doing crosswords.
Yeah, but like, I feel like when
people
get older, they're like, do a crossword puzzle every day. Yeah. And like,
I feel like crosswords will get easier the older we get because we'll, our generation will really start controlling the world and it will,
but
it
like
will
you're
be
also
words.
Simultaneously forgetting things.
Dude, I played
you're
a crossword
like,
from the
80s. That?
I played a crossword from the 80s and I knew nothing.
Yeah, it's really
it
tough.
Just,
oh, wow.
Because
how
some,
do you do that? Like online?
Well, I played it because, I don't know, Patricia's grandparents like passed away and we were going through and there was a huge thing of crosswords. I'm like, I'm going to play this. And I couldn't solve anything.
Were the clues
because,
just so dated?
Yeah, just really dated things.
It's probably tough for Gen Z.
Who should be in the kitchen? W-O.
God. I played a Trivial Pursuit from the 80s.
Trivial Pursuit
was,
Junior.
It was just straight up racist.
Really?
It was unbelievable.
Oh my God.
Do you remember DVD Trivial Pursuit? And
no.
I hated that one.
No, I liked the game.
Because it was like a movie one. It was like, or Seen It. You remember Seen It?
Yes.
But like, you'd go over to some kid's house, you're like, let's play Seen It. But they had memorized everything on the DVD.
Yeah.
So they would just shout it out. Like,
well, that's what's nice about Trivial Pursuit. There's like hundreds and hundreds of cards.
Yeah.
I like the Trivial Pursuit Junior is fun because.
Oh, yeah.
Then you like actually know stuff.
What color is.
I bought a 90s Trivial Pursuit and I didn't know any of them.
Dang.
It's so much harder than you would think
it's
it is.
Hard.
It was like, who is the vice president's wife?
Yeah.
From 1982 to 80, and I'm
the
like
junior.
That sounds fair.
The junior, yeah.
No, it's good.
Yeah,
and it's just like cuter.
Yeah. There was another. Oh, I feel like Gen Z has a tough time with the crossword puzzle of today, because there's a lot of references to things that are from like the 90s and early 2000s. That
tough,
like
tough deal with it. Be curious, learn about it. I watched I Love the 80s and 70s when I was a kid. I was curious about past decades. I was not here for
like there was
I also feel like they're not doing that.
There was a recent clue that was do you know are you
maybe learn something.
Maybe learn something. Maybe curious about pop culture and history.
There was a recent clue that was jump the shark. Do you guys know what this clue means?
We talked about this on this episode last time we recorded.
Okay.
Do you not have like memory?
I mean, I don't have memory.
Happy Days or whatever.
Okay, you're right. We did talk about this. I'm sorry. God.
It's okay.
I don't know. I just
want
to make sure you're doing
okay. Late and jump the shark.
Yeah.
One more and you're gone.
Yeah. You don't remember? You're like, oh, can your little teeny crow brains understand what jump the shark means?
What is jump the shark? Maybe.
I know
you're
crows.
I've never. You're the only one that accuses people of having teeny brains. Okay. Maybe we should turn the mirror back on you and see how you feel.
Next time you point a finger, I'll point you to the mirror.
Wouldn't it be so cool if we all got brain scans on all of our, see how everyone's brains
are
doing?
I'm horrified of doing
I don't
want to
know
anything
what's
like
up in
that.
There.
But don't you want to do that full body scan?
I do want to do the Pernipo.
So then we just find out who has cancer.
No, I know. It's like, I don't want to find out anything. I know.
What do you find out? What can they actually tell?
It's a whole body MRI.
But what are they going to tell you?
They can Zane see, they can see anything.
He did it?
Yeah.
Did he get results?
He did the Pernuvo?
Is that what's called Pernuvo? No, he did this like really big, huge scan for...
what is it?
Zane also was convinced he had testicular cancer and did a whole big cancer thing.
He probably did a DEXA scan, maybe. Which is like a health thing.
Oh, wait, he did a DEXA scan. Zila? That's what it was called. But then also Zane did a really bigger scan on his body to see if he had cancer.
I think that those things are just scams.
Oh, shoot. Hold on, guys. I'm so sorry. Hey, I'm so sorry. Are you at the parking lot for the Ralph's thing? Spot number one. Hold on. Sorry. Patricia's picking up the groceries, but I ordered the pickup thing on my app. And so.
No, this is riveting. Let's keep it in.
Buddy, we talked about cats for 15 minutes.
I've never gotten more DMs.
These two dodo birds today.
I know.
Than when I posted Rick. The amount of people that are invested in my
cat journey. Yeah.
I didn't realize how many people fucking love cats.
Yeah. It's a whole community, baby. Especially when you have one, then you're like interested in other people.
I do want to get her groomed. I feel like she could use a good grooming.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a little vet appointment.
Yeah.
Also.
Vet and groomed.
I know. She had poop in her butt yesterday, too. Aww. Like dried poop in her butt. And I like had to yank it out.
Aww.
Look at you.
Oh. I do that with Frank ones.
What spot is it, babe? Okay.
I came up with a good game on this watch.
What is it?
So there's a stopwatch and I just hit the button. And then I try and stop it on exactly 10 seconds.
Out. All right, bye-bye. Love you.
Wasn't that like an app?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah,
it was
the blink one.
An Instagram filter. So I just, I figured out I could just play that on my, damn.
I'm sorry, guys, for that.
You know what? You guys are just too unprofessional for me.
Yeah, see, I knew Erin was going to be upset.
Yeah, she's so upset.
It's funny because I feel like you actually think that.
I know.
Do you think she's upset?
No, I just don't like disappointing Erin.
Why?
No one's disappointed.
Because she'll remember.
And what's so bad about that? There's I'm just being your wrong. Therapist right now. What's wrong with you thinking that she's remembering?
Because I look up to Erin. Like okay. I like having Erin's like approval on things.
But do you need her approval?
I know Erin really thinks deeply and feels deeply, and you feel very strongly about whatever it is you're thinking or feeling. And I'm just always worried about like venturing into that and I cause or instigate something. And then I'm worried that you have like a file. You're like, oof, I remember that. I remember that. And I've just known you longer and longer and longer. I'm just so worried.
I would say Erin is someone who does not hold a grudge.
Oh, that's absolutely that's false.
Really?
I hold grudges when necessary. Like, okay. I don't really. I wouldn't say it's like. No, I do hold grudges, but I would say like I'm more so like I can move on from things, but I don't forget like
the file. That's what he means by file. I think
I have definitely like a Rolodex.
see, I don't. I'm
but,
like,
physical, paper. But the phone call for Patricia trying to figure out the grocery spot is not
making the Rolodex. Yeah, okay. That doesn't get
like,
filed.
We were doing a
we're
fine
just
time
like
on
lolling.
Our own.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like, yeah, I will hold grudges against people who deserve a grudge to be held.
But isn't it like, it's kind of like binary. It's like, once you're in bad with Erin, you're done for life. And then if you're okay with Erin,
it
it's
depends.
Okay.
No, it's like, I forgive you, but I do not forget. And sometimes I don't forgive you.
Cold-blooded.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like, it's what needs to be done. Why would I want someone in my life who's not a good person?
Matt's.
But I've had full-on, like, heart-to-hearts with you, right?
Yeah.
That I feel like, in a way, have,
I don't
like,
think you're a bad person.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Carly
yeah.
was.
But if I felt like there had, I felt like there had to have been something like I needed to talk to you about, I would like sit and talk with you about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not like I'm not non-confrontational with you.
I certainly wouldn't be sitting here.
Yeah.
If your file was.
Yes, I know. And if I felt like something was up, I would sit down and talk with you to check in.
Stamped.
I'm not scared
stamped.
About like confrontation. I like having it.
I think you are sometimes.
In a way, when it's necessary. Like, if I feel like I really drop the ball with somebody, I'll sit down and I'll talk with that person and acknowledge my mistakes. But I don't know.
I don't like confrontation.
I don't. And I realize I don't because I like the aftermath of it. Like, I think it's good. But I'm always so scared of, like, what someone's going to say back. Because in my mind, I'm always wrong.
Oh, I'm just, I don't want to, like, hurt anybody.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that's a good way to, like, be...
Yeah,
like you're not like...
but sometimes it's like, but like the thing I'm saying wouldn't even be something that would probably upset anybody.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, well, what if it hurts their feelings?
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost always worse in your head than it is in reality.
100%.
I just wish I had guns loaded all the time. Like conversational guns loaded. Where it's like, the one time you really want to, like, speak your mind or say something and, like, have the gut and the balls to, like, call someone out, and then they want to snap back at you, and then you already, like, have an even better comeback at that. It's that.
Yeah.
Like, I want Like, because I'm always worried, like, I really want to say this, but they might say something really mean towards me, but I want to have it right back.
But that's not like mindful confrontation. That's just like fighting. Yes. You're preparing for a fight.
But I'd rather just have the, well, no, I just want to go in and just be stoic and confident and be like, I'm sorry. Nope. This is it. Oh, you want to talk about that? Well, I got you here on that. See, so this is how I
feel. That to me seems like problematic, because a conflict is supposed to be two people or whoever many people having a talk or whatever and trying to resolve it together, not
you and that person versus the problem. You're talking about it as you versus the person, but if you want to resolve a conflict, you have to approach it as, we are on the same team and there's a problem here. You're looking at it like, well, I'm going to say this to you, you're going to say this to me, and then you're going to win.
It's not, hold on, no, I understand that. I'm pretty good about keeping it focused on it. I'm just worried that it would derail into something else.
Yes, and then
the thing I want to talk about, right. I would try to keep it there, but I know people who, if I had arguments with, they'd be like, they'd want to derail it, and I wish I was just like, okay, if we're going to your tempo of your music.
But if they derail it, we're not talking about that right now.
Yeah, let's stay on track here, and you want to practice? We'll do some debates sometime.
Sure.
You did speech and debate.
He's good at debate. I don't know if you know.
I say I did speech and debate. I did not do debate. I was on the speech team. I say speech and debate because people understand speech and debate in their head more. Does that make sense?
So you're an imposter.
Like, if you did,
you're a fraud.
So it's like everything you had like memorized.
Yes.
Yeah.
And performing. But I say speech and debate because if you say speech team, people go speech team. But if you go speech and debate, people go, oh yeah. Speech and debate.
So maybe we can practice the debate part.
Cool.
The part that you've been lying about.
I also feel like a lot of the times the confrontation, like, to your point, I feel like for you, it's like specific people that, like, you already know how they're going to react. So you want to mirror their.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. 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 I guess I know what you mean. I just wish I knew what I was going into. It was just like a safe space with somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, if I had to argue with my brother, I know my brother is going to have the best approach for an argument and aiming towards a resolution, you know?
Yeah.
I think a lot of times it's like an ego battle with people rather than it's like a constructive conversation.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I'm just, yeah.
I just never had to deal with it until like my first like real relationship, and then it was just didn't go over well. Like, if I had a problem, I'd be like, well, it's actually my problem. I didn't know that. Like, it would be turned around.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I'm just always on this verge of, like, I don't want to give a fuck, but then I feel like I'm an asshole if I don't.
Extremely.
Well, I think it depends on, like, what it is.
Yeah.
Like, if it's something that you genuinely, like, oh, I don't care about that, then you should just let it be that. But if it's, like...
No, it is so many things where it's, like, I can tell, like, Patricia... Patricia was just like, I don't know, giving me a hard time about something so silly and so small and just normal something where you just like are like, hello, like, what are you doing here? Like,
yeah.
And it, you know, she grew up in the middle of two brothers. This is something so small. And the moment I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, I realize this is the way I'm reacting. And she's like, it's fine. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, Matt, what are you doing? Just take the joke. Move on.
Yeah.
It's done. Why am I always in this zone of like, Am I now in trouble? Did I do something that was that bad? When it's like, yo, so I just am on this verge of, I need to be like, all right, whatever, fuck off, I'm done. Like, I still marry on. Embracing that side of thinking, leaning into that is just like, I need to do it more often, but I just feel like an asshole if I do it.
What's the middle word on Aaron's shirt?
I'm my therapist's favorite.
What's that middle word? Therapist?
Maybe a therapist.
I know. Maybe
I need.
I feel like you like are on the way to like you understand all of these things that you do, and a therapist could like help explain to you why you do these things and
implement it.
Yes.
Yeah. No. I know. I do. I have benefited from having therapy. I haven't gone back to it because my health insurance changed, and then I've also learned that there's better health insurances, and I've been like, well, I'm just gonna wait. Because I don't, if I'm going to switch my health insurance, I don't want to have to then catch up with this whole new therapist for gossip. So I'm just going to wait until January.
I also will say a lot of the, what I've been told, people who use health insurance, most of the time, like, the therapists aren't going to be as good.
I heard that too.
Yeah.
Which what made me feel better about paying $1 billion a month for my health insurance. Or for my therapist.
It's like the way that they practice is like different than people who have like their own practice.
Yeah. When I was looking for one, I went to like three different ones or four, and three of them were just like clocking in and clocking out for a job.
No,
and they were just like, we're going to get the billable hour from the insurance company. Like, see you later. But then I found one that she's her own practice, but takes insurance.
Oh, nice.
And it's like,
I feel like that's like the way to go. Like one of my really good friends, she had a Kaiser.
Yeah.
And had a therapist through them, but they're very much like, okay, yeah, like once you're cured, like
you're done.
Yes.
You're done.
That's what
you're
I done. Have.
Which is like, okay, but that's like not a thing
not
that happens.
Yeah, and I've had mine for like 5 years, 6 years.
He just got like new insurance and they give you like 10 free therapy sessions. And like he's done therapy before, like with people outside of it. And like he's like, this is just.
Oh, the free ones? Yeah.
And the thing is, I don't find myself being that anxious. I don't feel like I am depressed. It's just I have these,
but you don't
like,
have to be depressed to go to therapy.
No, right. No, I know. But I have these like structural things in like the core of my personality where I'm like, I need to fix that.
Yeah.
But that's what like, a little bit kinder to myself.
That's what
I'm hard on myself.
Yeah. I feel like therapy also just the name of it is if it was rebranded as like brain exercise.
Therapy.
All right. Or just like I don't know,
because it seems like it's a place of rehabilitation, like physical therapy.
Right?
They think that something is wrong, and therefore you're trying to fix it.
It's more like it's a personality, like a weekly personality audit, like or a you know.
That's what they call it.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to my weekly personality audit session.
It's like a screwdriver. maintenance. That's how it feels sometimes.
I guess. I don't know.
But then sometimes I don't have anything to talk about, and I'm like, I'm dreading this hour that I have to pay almost $200 for.
Can you just cancel if you don't feel like you're
No, I mean, she lets you cancel, but you can't cancel, like, within the week, because she's so, like, it's not fun. I wish I could go twice a month, but I don't think that's really an option.
Why?
I don't know. It's just not with my therapist.
Twice a month? Wait, are you going?
Instead of every week.
Every other week.
Oh.
Other week?
Like, I would want to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Do you go in person or is it on Zoom?
I used to, but it's just Zoom since pandemic.
Mm.
She said you could come back in, though, right? If you wanted?
Yeah, but, like, I can't usually because, I don't want to, though. It's so far.
Well, yeah.
But, yeah.
Zoom.
I thought I would hate Zoom. Or it's not Zoom, but it's something like it. I thought I would hate that for therapy and actually I'm so used to it.
Yeah.
It's, like, no
Are
different
Are you looking
to me.
At her the whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on video. Do you do it on your phone or laptop?
I like just
laptop.
Sitting there in the Chase Lounge looking at the ceiling and just spilling it out.
It's like, yeah.
What else do you think is kept up there?
In my head?
Is my being late today in your Rolodex?
No.
Okay.
Is mine scaring you in the backyard in your Rolodex?
No.
I know.
Oh, yeah, this is fun.
What's in Aaron's Rolodex?
Yeah.
Is there anything from us in your Rolodex?
But the thing is you have boundaries, so I'm not gonna like sit there and probably be like, can I ask you like deeper stuff about this, though? I'm so curious. There's stuff I really want to ask you about, like in your personal life, that I've always wanted to ask you.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Ghostbed. Are you ready to unlock the secret to a truly restful night's sleep? We have the perfect solution for you, brought to you by our friends at Ghostbed, the family-owned business that's been revolutionizing the way we sleep. Ghostbed is not your ordinary mattress. With their signature and patented cooling materials, they have created the ultimate sleep sanctuary. Say goodbye to restless nights and hello to the most refreshing slumber you have ever experienced. What sets Ghostbed apart is their unwavering commitment to quality. For over 20 years, they have been dedicated to crafting mattresses that stand the test of time. No shortcuts, no compromises. They use only the highest quality materials to provide you with the most supportive and comfortable mattress imaginable. And here's the best part. Ghostbed believes in the power of experiencing their product firsthand. That's why they offer a 101-day sleep trial. Take your time to truly immerse yourself in the GhostBed experience. If you're not completely satisfied, they will make it right. Most GhostBed orders ship within 24 hours, so you could say goodbye to long delivery times and hello to better sleep sooner. For a limited time, head to ghostbed.com/good and use code GOOD for 40% off your purchase site-wide. And now back to the episode.
I feel like Yeah,
Aaron's the most open, I feel
no,
like.
No, but I feel like it's like it's a little like private or personal in your own life. See, there's stuff, okay, that's okay. There's stuff up
like,
there that I'm very
as a child. Like, what
that
do you
I
know?
Am very interested in. Well, you, but also I feel like you have privately explained to us some stuff that I've now like I kind of understand.
Huh?
I don't know.
Well, okay, sorry. Then cut that out if that was like too much of a weird tangent.
No, I think well,
we just don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like maybe it's a projection because you have boundaries.
No.
So it's like things.
No, I think these are things that I want to ask you about that I wouldn't talk about on the podcast.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like in general.
No.
Oh,
no,
podcast
I think it's
boundaries.
It's podcast boundaries. And then there were stuff where it's like I was really curious like to kind of know how Whitey died, but then you were like, no, I'm not talking about it.
Okay.
And so then I'm like, okay, I'll never know how Whitey died. I kind of would tell
you. Days after, like it was just like too fresh. It'd be okay. Like if like your mom died and then like 3 days later I was like, how'd she die?
Right, okay, I guess, you know? It was a few days after. I thought it was kind of like a week
maybe like
or
a
two
week.
After
yeah, well,
and I thought
like
I would
still
take story.
Yeah,
but I was still like still haven't heard about how it happened, and I don't want to ask because then I was worried you would be upset of going like, that's really none of your business.
Okay, but I would never do that.
Has anyone
when
ever
have I
said
ever
that to
done
you?
That? Like, I feel like if anyone here, I'm probably the most open.
For sure.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever said that to me?
Yeah,
yes.
No one's ever said to you, Matt, that's none of your business.
But you say it all the time.
As a joke, I
know,
say it to people.
I know, but I think that's like
really
in
none
your
of
head,
your
where it's like,
you are rejecting.
But then it's like, okay, if she said, it's none of your business.
I think I just had moments as a child where I was a very like, so what's the scoop on that? And I just had like some moms or people
like,
just be like, that is none of your business. And I'm sorry.
And that hasn't happened though in like 20
and
years.
And they go tell my mom and they're like, you can't ask people that kind of stuff.
Right. You'd be like, why did they get divorced?
Yeah. And or like, oh, we had a neighbor one time and the cops were at their house. And I was like, why were the cops at your parents' house last night?
Yeah.
And the kid would be like, hey, talk to my dad. My dad told you to mind your own fucking business.
That's like such a normal
that
question.
Kid.
Yeah.
Lucas,
like, what
this
happened?
Kid Lucas just told me that. And like, granted,
you hear
I was,
that, Lucas?
I don't know, because his dad and his mom got in a fight, but I was like, what happened?
Yeah.
I saw the cops across
like
the street.
It's so normal to be in, like, want to know.
Yeah.
Of course.
And I just remember just like,
but that was 20 years ago. Yeah.
My dad told me to mind your fucking
and
business.
Now you're taking it out on me.
Yeah. And I just,
it doesn't, it's not, that person's not asking you that question anymore. You're an adult. You can ask any question you want.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you're right.
And you found out anyway, right? They were in a domestic dispute.
Yeah, he fucked around and found out.
Same way Whitey died.
That's how Whitey died. She fucked around and found out.
Is that what happened?
No. What
was it an accident
you?
Or was it like a progressional no. thing? Have
she,
you shared
she,
the story?
She had, I don't think I have anywhere. She had kidney disease. And basically she had been on this like potassium supplement in her food because like kidney disease affects your whole body, blah, blah, blah. And then one morning we woke up in her head, like it was just like a weight. Like you tried to lift it up and it would go down. I was like, okay, we gotta bring her. And basically what happened was they were just like, oh, her potassium's really low. She would have had to spend like 2 nights in the ER because with potassium, you can't just like give them a ton of it. It has to be a gradual amount over a certain amount of time. And then it basically just got to the point where we were like, okay, well, why wasn't she eating her food that had the potassium that she needed? And so it's kind of just like a, this is what was going to continue happening forever. Yeah. And like, we would have to probably start giving her injections and like those kinds of things. And it just like, I mean, we were there for like 2 hours and we were like,
wait,
I mean,
what?
This is just like unfair to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I'm sorry.
But now we're at a point where we can talk about
yeah,
it.
Wow,
no,
I can't believe you asked. How dare you?
Yeah, that's actually
cry.
None of your business, Matt. I can't believe that.
Yeah, but also, like, when you asked too, I was like, I don't want to talk about it. I wasn't like, that's none of your fucking business.
Yeah, she was like that with me. I mean, it was like, we had book club and you're like, I just don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
Which, like, I totally understood.
It's like when you go through a breakup, you don't want to talk about
it.
Yeah,
like,
you're just like, don't tell anyone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That's in my Rolodex. When Carly didn't tell me for a month that her and her boyfriend broke up.
Oh, yeah.
I was too scared to tell anybody.
Whoa.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's in your Rolodex?
It is.
Oh.
Well, it's just like one of those things that I'm like,
is it like, why?
How do you not tell someone?
I agree.
No,
with
I understand
you.
That. Yeah. I don't know. I really don't know.
It's you're not really also in my Rolodex.
I know, but you're also out of town, and I was like, I'm not going to bother her with this.
Well, we were also together for a whole.
Well, that time. It wasn't like final, though.
Yeah.
I thought maybe we'd push through.
Hmm. Would you say it's on a degree of like embarrassing or why? Because like it's something that you've been working on and it's like been your relationship is like your happy place. And then knowing it's in a state of like crumble or turmoil, it takes a lot of like guts to like open up and let everyone know, hey,
I don't
want to
be like a
over.
Burden or like cry in front of somebody. Yeah. And it's like, I'm just going to cry if I talk about it.
Yeah.
And for me, I was like, totally. And I should have. Like. I know. I'm really sorry if that really bothered you.
No, it's fine.
But like, I think about
it, sorry, like, her relationship ending was uncomfortable for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, what the fuck?
No, it's just like because it's like my best friend. No, so I'm like, oh my god, who have they told anyone? They've just like, been living.
I know
with this secret.
Pretty much. I was just like,
and it was so casual. She was like, oh, by the way, we broke up. And I was like, sorry, what?
No, I've like, I remember I picked you up and we were going to David's house, and I was like, I just want to let you know that.
No, you did cry.
I did cry. I remember.
No, not then.
I was like tearing up.
Okay, but there were no tears.
Well, it felt like it.
You did cry a previous time.
Oh yeah,
but that was I was like, that was the first time I think I ever saw Carly cry, and I was like,
I remember the first time I saw Carly cry.
Yeah, and you're like, you're just a pretty crier.
You are a pretty cute crier.
Yeah,
thank you. My eyes get really blue.
I know it was great because I was like, oh, thank God we don't have to film a video today. Carly's too distraught. We can just lay on the couch.
Wait, when?
It was like when things first got a little rocky.
Okay,
and you like came over and like. I was just under the impression everything was great.
I'm just like
during the day, and she came in and just started crying. I was like, "What happened? Who died?" Like,
yeah, I keep a lot of things in for sure.
Yeah, I also feel like that was like your first like big relationship.
Yeah,
and like navigating that and like what you share
and, like,
with
on
people
on the internet and stuff too. It was just like I didn't want to tell anyone online for so long. So I was like, I don't. For some reason, I thought I'd get like bullied in a way. I don't know why, but it was fine. But I was also. Wasn't that much younger, but I feel like I was so much younger then than I am now. Like 100%, I wouldn't handle it the same way.
Like you are a different person today than you were then.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, it was pre-pandemic, nice right?
I mean, it was like 2019.
No, I wasn't, not a good way.
Oh, okay, great.
No, you are.
Really?
Like, fully different human.
In a good way?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's what my therapist says, but I was like, I don't see it.
No. Oh my God, you are.
Oh my God, fun.
Yeah.
Like in what ways?
She's a different person?
Yeah, like I feel like you really like come into your own.
More confident.
I mean, both of you two are completely different people.
Oh,
but
I mean,
you
I
for
absolutely
the worst.
Am. Probably.
Like you Scrooge. Used to be great.
No, I used to be an alcoholic.
Did you used to be an alcoholic?
Roll with the
Aaron was a ham. Or like, you, I mean, still are a ham, but like.
Yeah, I
party
was out
animal?
Of control.
Just like crazy.
Party animal.
Yeah.
Still fun, but just like not as crazy.
Yeah, and I've mellowed out.
But you'll still have your moments when there's something going on.
Oh yeah, no, like, I love having night. Fun, but like I can't, I'm not the ringleader anymore.
Have you ever just straightened your hair, done a side part, and like tapped into your own self?
Cosplay.
Like, oh God.
That would be funny.
Look at us.
It is fun and like kind of sentimental to watch like old vlogs, like in our old apartment. Sometimes they'll just pop up on my recommend and I'm like, damn.
I know.
We
like
just
like
didn't care about anything.
Like
it was
different
crazy.
Lifetime.
Yeah. Like, really. It was all new and exciting then too.
I know.
Well, any other
we were so young.
Therapy questions?
So like my favorite part of back to school was when you go to the
No, I literally said to her, I was like, what are we gonna talk about? What our favorite binders were?
Yeah, that was my
Five
favorite.
Star. Yeah.
That was my favorite thing is like August 20th, you get to go to like Target. And pick all your school supplies.
Okay, Richie.
I mean,
Rich.
I still get nostalgia. Like when I see back to school stuff, I'm like, I want all of that.
Yeah, I want the markers. I want the pens.
Did you guys ever have the thing where you could buy school supplies in a pack? Like you didn't have to go to the store.
No, and that is such a cop out.
Yeah, that sucks.
It was like Saran wrapped up.
I've
and
seen
like,
those.
Yeah. We would work that.
I'm gonna buy green for science and blue for math. And
would you match your binder to your?
Yeah.
Me too.
And I didn't use anything. I never took one note. I didn't use one notebook. Not even. I just, my parents would be like, well, why don't you just reuse what we bought you last year? And like the cover would be different. So I'm like, I'm not using last year's cover.
Well, now you understand fashion. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. With all the strikes, we won't be able to do all of our outfit reviews.
Yeah. The Emmys.
How dare the strike happen?
Wait, what's happening?
Because the writer's strike.
They won't do the award shows?
The Emmys are 100% being pushed.
Yeah, because it's like...
So we're not going to be able to do... Like, what content will we have?
Well, there's VMAs still.
Or we could go and look at, like, a 2003 and do, like, a vintage
one. That's true.
You're right.
Like what would happen if, like, musicians went on strike? Does, like, the radio stop playing music?
There's
Spotify shutdown.
You go to the club and it's just, like, quiet?
I mean, I could honestly see something like that happening because...
I don't think so, because movies are still being played.
Yeah, and musicians are not really in a union. There's
like
writers.
They would start probably doing concerts.
Okay, but like you wouldn't go into a restaurant. It's like, sorry, we're not playing music anymore. We're in support of the
no, this isn't a Kurt Vonnegut novel, dude. Let's not.
I thought that would just be freaky. Like if there was just no music being played.
They just play podcasts.
Yeah.
Coachella, silent. It's just.
Yeah. It's just silent disco.
Just fucking pay people.
Can we do a vintage review?
Yeah.
Do you want to pick the year?
Yeah.
That'd be a good idea.
The year in the preference of awards?
Sure.
Okay.
I feel like, the 98 VMAs would probably be insane to look at.
Okay, great.
And like the Oscars from 2001.
Do you want to do it
for
next 9/11
week? Year. What?
Want to film it on Monday?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
The 9/11.
Yes. I wish we could film every different type of video.
What does that mean?
With us four. Like, you know, like... If we did a video on us just reacting to like every decade, like
I know
that would be so awesome.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
Like the 90s?
Yeah, we just go through the decades,
but
just like crazy.
Like the TV shows on VH1,
kind of. Yeah,
like, I'm not editing this.
No, not one on one stuff. No, I mean if we just had like our full on like studio, we just like did this like all the time.
Or like
we just
had all these bits. This screen.
Yeah, and like if someone had it prepared for us, I would just could do that all day.
Mike.
Britney Spears 1998 VMAs.
Yeah, our producer's name is Mike.
Well, okay, let's go eat. Bless you.
I'm
God
starving
blesses
like
you.
Marvin.
Okay, well, let's go
like
eat.
Marvin.
Do you know what that's from?
Like
Marvin the Martian?
Because I'm starving like Marvin, girl.
Wait,
is
that's
that
so
where
familiar.
It's from?
What is that?
Well, it's probably from something originally.
Like Marvin, girl, I got 16 balls of fur.
Because my first one was breasts
like Sammy and Dean Martin, and I got so many keys, they think I'm ballet parking. Let me see as
they got, I got so many keys.
Bad Boys 2, the soundtrack.
Is this Puff Daddy?
It's a Shake Your Tail Feather.
Oh!
Oh, girl, you heard the bad boys coming.
Get up now, I gotta continue my running, yeah, because we gonna run until the lights come on, and my soul stops, because the lights come on. You know, I got big booty.
Man, that was like such a staple rap song in our like just extreme,
two extremely white people.
Yeah, this is why our demographics are.
All right, y'all, we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.